Welcome to CFRI Cystic Fibrosis Community Voices, a video podcast series created by and for the cystic fibrosis community.
But we are going to move to topic two. And it's, you know, reading what different comments were out there, some topic of debate has been that the three main characters were very ill, had advanced lung disease, other complications. And I really loved what Beth said early on, that we hear these inspirational stories of people doing amazing things in the face of CF, and I love hearing all these stories. I also, personally, as a person who does not have CF, has a daughter, it is inspirational because I know how hard it is every day, and there is no relief every day. You are doing what you need to do to stay alive and stay healthy, and that is inspirational as well. So I know there's been debate about should there have been a broader example other than just these three very ill people. And so I'm just curious how people feel about the portrayal with the three main characters and whether, you know, opinions are going to vary whether you're an adult with CF or parent to an adult with CF or whether you're parent to a child with CF. And, you know, I have, we had heard Mary talk to a social worker who has families with young children who had seen the film and were very excited to see it. And then we're left somewhat traumatized. So I think how you look at it, the lens you look at it through is going to vary. So I'd love to hear other people's opinions about the portrayal of Poe, Stella, and, oh my gosh, tell me his name. Will, oh my gosh, see, okay, I'm sorry, everybody. I know that. So please raise your hands if you'd like to talk.
Hi, am I unmuted?
You are unmuted. Hi, Danny.
Hi. I think that what they did end up showing through those characters is the reality for a much higher majority of us. There definitely are people who are able to do a lot of things, and that's awesome, but if the intent is to raise awareness for research and things like that, showing people in their healthiest state, it's great to know we can do that, but it's gonna, I think, maybe allow people to downplay the urgent need for research and money. So I'm glad that they chose the stories and the circumstances that they did.
Thank you. I agree.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I know that I recently had an experience when I was in the Capitol working on behalf of the rare disease community where an individual was questioning whether CF was a rare disease at all and questioning, you know, how bad could our disease be when we have all this, you know, research and science. Mm-hmm. And it was just an absolute blow to the gut to hear that there's this perception that, you know, we have these new modulators, so we're fine. And it's like, there are so many of us that aren't fine. Mm-hmm. There are so many of us that are struggling and fighting, my brother included, who are just not in a great spot because the modulators don't work for them or their insurance won't cover it or, you know, for any number of reasons. Right. And so, yeah, when you show people doing their greatest, that's awesome for, I think, us in the community to see, you know, where we can be. But when we're trying to raise awareness and get research, mm-hmm. and get funding, it's important to know that we still have so much more to go for our community. We do not have a cure. We are not, you know, able to, have our disease under wraps. Things aren't fine. It's a progressive terminal illness. And it is still that way for so many in our community. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of tough to see them in that sick spot because it's like I've been there and that is just not a fun place to be. But it is so important, especially with these new modulators and getting that idea out there and the understanding that we still have so far to go.
Hi, Beth.
Can I talk again? But of course, I will keep talking. I think it's interesting if you say that some of the parents of young children were traumatized by seeing the movie, because I think they did such a good job of showing them, you know, laughing and happy and figuring out ways to have fun in the hospital, reaching out to their friends, and the friends come to the hospital and visit them. And I thought they did a very good job of not making it one of these kind of sci-fi. A long time ago, there was kind of a sci-fi movie, and it had a character with CF, mm-hmm. but know, I'm 53, so that was quite a long time ago. And, you know, it made it kind of a very scary kind of, everything was scary about it. And I thought they did a very good job of kind of showing that they also had happy moments and that they, you know, were doing the best they could. And I thought, you know, when the doctor comes in and talks to Stella about her G-tube and has a conversation with her, not telling her what to do, but discussing it with her. I mean, I love that, the doctor character, and I love that they had the doctor be a woman. Yeah. They have a lot of movies, and also a person of color, mm-hmm. and that the nurse was a person of mm-hmm. color. You know, I thought it was great that the friends also were very diverse, so I thought they showed a lot of empowering scenes with the patients, which, you know, maybe someone with a very little kid, you know, is nervous because they see right. someone on oxygen. But I thought they did a good job. And, you know, I think if you've read about, obviously, probably people on this webcast know that Claire Wineland, who had CF, was a, you know, huge motivating factor behind the movie. And I think, you know, she did all those blog posts and videos, and the fact that the character Stella was doing that as well, I think just showed that here she is, she's in the hospital, she's struggling, she's doing all sorts of, you know, treatments, but yet she's also doing these videos to help people with CF and illness, which I found very, you know, heartwarming and a very positive, not just, oh, these people are sick and they're doing their treatments and they're talking about death, but also that they were trying to reach out to others, educate others. They were very involved in their care. And of course, when she starts to help him and says, let's do our treatments together. And, you know, I was very encouraged by that. And, you know, not that I miss a lot of treatments, but occasionally, you know, maybe I miss a few. And I feel like ever since I saw the movie, like, 7 days ago, the first time, I've not missed a treat. So actually, it's quite an encouraging, compliant kind of movie.
That's great. Thank you, Beth. Does anybody else have their hand raised? Colleen.
One of my criticisms when I, because I read the book before I saw the movie, one of my criticisms was that I felt like they didn't show enough variety, like given that the three main characters are supposed to be the same age, maybe they could have thrown in a fourth character that had a PICC line that was only there for a day and then went home to finish out their IV treatment the way a lot of us do with like home IVs. But then when I saw it on the screen, I felt like there just wasn't enough time or space to include that kind of variety. So I think like, you know, everything on the screen happened so fast and was so narrow that it like might have just detracted from everything to include that kind of variety. But I agree that was kind of like a missing thing to have all three characters be the same age and at the same progression point. Like they're all waiting for transplant. So I guess I can see it both ways. Like in the book, I wish it had existed, but then when I saw the movie, I didn't care as much.
Right. Thank you, Colleen. So, and I just thank you everybody for your comments. I appreciated as well, because I do feel like I talk to a lot of people and they have this sense that we are done, we have what we need, and everybody's doing great. And I liked the realism of that, and I agree. I guess I always comment that for how much struggle and pain and loss as a community we have experienced, there is always so much joy. Like when we all come together, there's a lot of happiness and just so much good energy moving forward. And I do feel like that was conveyed in the film. So I love
appreciated
that.
That too, because I know like for a lot of CF families, parents, the way they have a better understanding of the disease is they go and Google it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know when me and my brother were born and my mom was searching the web for what CF was, that was traumatizing.
Right.
And it was just, nothing was good. There was no laughter. There were no positive stories.
Right.
And so that this can be hard, certainly, but I do think you need that bit of reality, but the, you know, offset with the positive, it is so much better a portrayal of our community and our disease than a web search of what cystic fibrosis is or a short talk with the doctor.
And, you know, a final thing before I move on, the one thing I really also appreciated about it was, I mean, the whole issue about sepsia is that the one thing, I mean, one word anybody could use with CF is capricious, because, you know, all these cultures that we're also worried about, and nobody actively, like, seeks it out, or it's every culture you have, you're kind of holding your breath to see, and, you know, that the thing about Will having cultured it and being kicked off the transplant list, I mean, there's the whole thing about his adherence. But that wasn't what gave him sepsia. It's the capriciousness. So I appreciated that.